Hey guys, what's up? It's GeForce Coasters here with all your theme park news and updates. So I didn't get any questions last night, so let's roll right into the show here. Let's start with, I wanted to tell you guys a little bit of background of a history of what I've done in the past as a job working with roller coasters and everything like that. So I worked for a company that went to Little Park in Midwestern Ohio, Kings Island. It was near Cincinnati, Ohio. It's still there today. I would go up on the top of the coasters with about three or four different guys. We'd go to the top of the stairs, put harnesses on, and climb all the way to the top of the hill. And we would go up and clean the coasters off to make sure that they were ready. We would also do mechanics, making sure everything was working properly. That was our whole process here. It's just so amazing to me that I was able to do this job. If you guys have questions and answers, or questions really, if you have questions about the job or about Kings Island, I'm open to them. Go ahead and ask. I'm open right now.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Daniel, here for another update with another restaurant and food thing here. I just want to give you guys a quick update as to value. If you go to Cedar Point, and even Cedar Fair Parks, they have a refillable cup. I'm not sure what the exact price is going to be this year, but they had two options last year that you could either choose to go with a, let me think here, a all-year refillable cup, or buy once and pay $1 per refill. Which one's a better deal and what's a better idea? Honestly, I think the unlimited refills, if you're going to go back to the park, is a great idea. But if you're just going one time during the year to go to the park, just buy the regular cup, because it's not worth it to buy the other cup for more expensive when you aren't going to go back all year. I want to give you guys a thumbs up for listening to this podcast. I greatly appreciate everything you guys have been doing. Make sure to follow us on Anchor here so that you guys can check us out and enjoy all the updates for theme parks, information, and so, so much more. So thank you guys. We'll see you guys again soon.
Hey guys, what's up? I really need your guys' help here. I'm just giving you a quick update for GeForce Coasters. We created a patron channel, or a patron page that you can go to. It's under GeForce Coasters. Just go to patron, and if you're willing to help us out with even just $1 every month, that would be so great, because we need the support from everybody to keep growing this podcast and our YouTube channel. So make sure to go ahead and go out and do that. We need as much help as possible. Thanks. Well guys, this is our last segment for today for GeForce Coasters podcast. Let's get started. I had one more question from someone else. His name is Derek. He lives in Florida, Orlando, Florida, and he's asking a question about up north, up at Cedar Point. And he said, what is the best coaster, from my opinion, at Cedar Point Park? And I'm going to agree that it is the Millennium Force. Why? Because it is the smoothest coaster out there. It's the most comfy to ride. It's very tall and enjoyable if you're a big coaster fanatic. That's my personal recommendation. So that's all I have to say for right now. Anyway, so if you guys want to go check us out, I'll be putting a link, hopefully, if I can figure it out, here on Anchor, so you guys can go check out our YouTube channel. We're going to be doing full podcasts on there that you can access at all times. You can also access our stuff on here at all times, but they're going to be longer than the ones that are on Anchor. Anchor is just to give you instant updates on everything that happens on our channel. So make sure to go visit us on Patreon. Ask us questions on here, all that you want, and everything else. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great rest of your day, and we'll be here tomorrow with all the newest updates.